Intro. Welcome. In this advanced Ableton Lev 12 lesson, we'll work through the clips approach, routing a breakdown so it hits with modern drum and bass punch, while keeping the warm character of a vintage soul sample. We'll split your loop and drums into parallel punch and soul chains, use only live stock devices for processing, blend them with an audio effect rack, and resample a finished breakdown ready to drop back into your arrangement. What you'll build by the end, you'll have a routed breakdown group that contains a clean, punchy drum bus tuned for modern DNB attack, a warm, vintage soul sample bus with tape-like coloration and subtle lo-fi texture, an audio effect rack that crossfades and controls the balance between punch and soul via macros, a resampled, processed audio clip with glue compression and subtle texture, ready to use in your arrangement. Project assumption: set your live set to roughly 174-176 BPM and use Lev 12 Suite stock devices. Sampler: Simpler, Complex Pro Warp, Drum Bus, Redux, Glue, etc. Keep everything inside live stock toolset. Step by step, prep and warp the sample. Start a new live set at 174-176 BPM. Import your vintage loop, vocals, piano, guitar or similar, onto an audio track named Solus RC. Show warp markers and choose Complex Pro for tonal material. Use beats only for percussive loops. Align bar 1 to the grid and warp the loop to your project tempo, keeping transient integrity with Complex Pro as the baseline. Slice and convert for sampling variants. Duplicate Solus RC twice and name the copies Soul Chop Simpler and Soul Stems. For rhythmic chops, right-click the original clip and choose Slice to new MIDI track using transient slicing. That creates a drum rack. Call it Soul Slices DR. Tweak slice sensitivity until important transients, vocal stabs, piano hits, are separate. Replace noisy slices with simpler instances inside the drum rack if you need tuning control. Use simpler in classic mode with warp off for each slice you want to pitch or tune. Create the drum bus and punch chain. Collect your breakdown drums, kick, snare, hats into a drum group and route their output to a group track named Drums Bus. On Drums Bus, insert EQ 8, high pass below 30 Hz, gentle low frequency boost between 60 and 120 Hz if you need weight. Drum Bus, nudge transient between about 10 and 25% to emphasize attacks. Use the saturator knob lightly for harmonic richness. Glue compressor after Drum Bus, 2:1 ratio, attack near 10 ms, release auto slash medium. Target roughly 2-4 dB of gain reduction on hits. Utility: keep width around 95-100% so the stereo image remains full. For extra snap, duplicate the top snare layer to a new audio track called Snare Transient. Compress it fast. Attack 0.5 to 3 ms, release 40 to 80 ms, then feed it back into Drums Bus at around -6 to -10 dB for transient layering. Create the Soul Bus and Vintage Chain group your sample tracks, Solus RC, the selected simpler slices, into Soul Bus. On Soul Bus, build a vintage chain. EQ 8, slight boost 200-800 Hz for warmth. Narrow cut 1.53 kHz if harsh. Saturator, drive in the 360 dB range with an analog clip or soft sine curve for tape slash tube coloration. Redux, engage very subtly, mild downsample and bit reduction so the effect suggests lo-fi without destroying clarity. Think downsample values around 8-12 kHz with minimal bit reduction. Multiband dynamics, gently compress mid so the mid-range remains warm and even. Echo, lo-fi mode, dry slash wet around 10-15%, no ping-pong. Delay time sync to dotted 16th or 32nd for rhythmic shimmer. Reverb, small plate character, decay 0.8-1.6 seconds, dry slash wet about 8-12% to sit behind drums. Finish with utility, to narrow width around 70-85%, giving a vintage center focus while retaining some stereo feel. Build the audio effect rack. Clips routing: create an audio effect rack on the group master for the breakdown, or on Drums Bus if you prefer centralized control. Name the chains Punch and Soul. Punch chain should be focused and dry. EQ 8 with a gentle HP at 30 Hz and a focused boost around 80-150 Hz. Drum Bus and a light compressor to emphasize transient attack. Keep sends to reverb and echo lower on this chain. Soul chain carries the vintage character. EQ 8 with a warmer curve. The saturator right arrow redux, right arrow echo, right arrow reverb. Chain copied from Soul Bus. Optionally use mid/side EQ narrowing to increase vintage vibe. Use the chain selector or map macros to crossfade. Map 1 macro labeled punch left right arrow soul to control the chain selector or map separate macros for punch gain and soul gain with small overlap, so transitions are smooth. Also map a macro for glue that controls a global glue compressor threshold and a macro for texture that adjusts redux or saturator drive. Side chain and multiband separation on soul bus. Add a compressor with side chain input coming from drums bus. Typical settings, ratio 3:4:1. Attack 8:12 ms, release 40:80 ms, ducking around 2:5 dB on transient so the sample breathes around the drums. For finer control, use multiband dynamics either on the breakdown master or on the soul bus itself to duck only the mid-range, while leaving sub-warmth intact. Resample the combined break, create a new audio track arm to record and set its input to resampling, or route input from your break group. Loop and record the blend for 1-2 bars or an entire 8-bar run while you move the rack macro. For example, 2 bars leaning soul, 2 bars leaning punch. After recording, tighten things up with EQ 8 to remove any resonances. Glue compressor, gentle bus glue, 2:1 ratio, attack 10:30 ms, release auto, aiming for 1-3 dB of gain reduction. Limiter with ceiling at minus 0.3 dB. Automation and arrangement use. Automate the rack macro punch left right arrow soul across the breakdown to create movement. First half can be soul dominant for atmosphere, second half punch dominant to reintroduce energy. Also automate sidechain threshold and reverb sends subtly as the section evolves. Common mistakes to avoid. Be careful not to oversaturate the sample. Too much drive or redux kills transient clarity. Use complex or complex pro warp for tonal loops. Beats mode will cause pitch artifacts. Don't duck the soul bus too aggressively. More than 6-8 dB of ducking on each hit sounds unnatural. Avoid making everything ultra-wide stereo. A slightly narrowed soul bus helps focus the vintage tone. And don't skip resampling. Freezing the sound you crafted prevents later timing or phase surprises. Pro tips. Use shared return tracks for reverb and echo so punch and soul sit in the same space. Automate a narrow mid-band boost around 300-700 Hz for emotive vocal or phrase moments. Map simpler transpose controls to a rack macro if you want global pitch shifts for all slices. For very tight DNB punch, use a two-stage transient approach. A short fast compressor on the top transient layer, then glue on the bus. Bounce a second resample with the chain selector in the opposite extreme and layer both to build hybrid textures. If you see phase problems after layering, try inverting polarity on one layer. Mini practice exercise. Build an 8-bar breakdown using this method. 1. Load a vintage soul loop and a breakdown drum loop at 174 BPM. 2. Create drums bus and soul bus with the described processing. 3. Build an audio effect rack with punch and soul chains and map a balance macro. 4. Automate the macro so bars 1-4 are soul dominant and bars 5-8 are punch dominant. 5. Resample bars 1-8 twice, once with the macro at full soul, once at full punch. 6. Export both 8-bar stems and compare which controls most influence punch versus soul, transient amount, saturation, sidechain depth, and EQ focus. Quick signal flow and gain staging checklist. Always route source right arrow processing chains punch / soul right arrow chain combiner rack right arrow group returns / sidechain right arrow resample. Keep a single clear monitoring path for the final resample to avoid routing mistakes. Maintain at least minus 6 dBFS headroom on the break group before final glue or limiting. Use utility to trim levels before saturators so the distortion behavior stays predictable. When resampling, do a quick check for peaks and avoid red meters. Why parallel punch vs soul works. Punch preserves transients and creates contrast. Soul adds harmonic color, mid-range warmth, and ambience. The brain perceives punch from transient contrast and unmasked low-mid energy, so make space for transients with sidechain or high-pass filtering on the soul chain rather than trying to force punch by overprocessing the drums. Finish line and export tips. After final glue and limiting, export stems with at least minus 3 dB of true peak headroom if they're headed for mastering. Also keep an untreated version of the breakdown pre-glue for remixing flexibility. Name resamples clearly with tempo and character so you can find them later. Recap. We routed a vintage sample and breakdown drums into punch and soul chains. Apply drum bus and glue for attack and cohesion. Used saturator, redux, echo and reverb for vintage character, and created an audio effect rack to blend them with macros. We sidechained the soul bus to make room for transients, resampled the final blend, and automated macros to create dynamic movement. Practice the 8-bar exercise to internalize routing, macro blending, and the balance between impact and character. Closing, keep experimenting with slight chain order changes, saturation flavors, and dual resamples. The clip's approach is about intentional contrast. Make that contrast musical and purposeful. When you're ready, map the balance macro to a controller for live morphing and enjoy the new, punchy yet soulful breakdowns you can create in Live 12.